We all know that artificial sweeteners are not very healthy.
We do know that. We do it anyway, a lot of us anyway.
Yeah, we sure do. But you know, besides the normal side effects that we can get from the artificial sweeteners, which we'll be going over with you, there's another problem that just came out. There was just a new study that shows that it can increase your risk of stroke and heart attack and vascular events that can lead to death by 43% if you drink one every day.
It's a stunning thing, you know. In the back of our minds, we've known for years that we put artificial things in our body, not a healthy thing, because every time you put something in a body that shouldn't be there, there's a reaction and a consequence that usually leads to trouble down the road.
In or on, you
So
know.
when you're talking about drinking large amounts of something like aspartame, which is probably the most common artificial sweetener we have, and probably the worst.
Also known as Equal and NutraSweet.
Now, that really adds some new pathology now and some strong reasons to stop doing that. When you're talking about a 43% increase in stroke, heart attack, and severe vascular problems, that's not something that's small. So we should be taking a look at what we're doing here and stopping that.
I think one of the things that happens is we get trained to like sweet things. You know, the more we eat or drink sweet things, the more we crave them.
Well, we hear so many bad things about high fructose corn syrup, which is bad for us, and we hear bad things about sugar in general, particularly for people who are prone to diabetes or have diabetes.
And people don't want to gain weight. They're afraid that they're going to gain weight if they drink all the real sugar. The only thing is that there have been studies now that have shown that some of these artificial sweeteners can increase your appetite.
They increase your weight, yeah, over the long haul. Now, this particular study that was done, it's kind of interesting because they had 2,500 patients that they followed, Vicki, over about 10 years. And they found that if you had one soft drink that had artificial sweeteners per day or more, that your risk went up, like we said, 43% for all these complications. But if you had less than that, even if you had six a week, or you used regular soft drinks, there was no increase in association. Now, the mechanism of this isn't clear, but the association's clear.
Well, the other thing I think that frequently happens is that when people drink a soft drink that's artificially sweetened, they have a tendency to drink more because they think they can get by with it because it doesn't have the extra calories. And nowadays you see people walking around with
64-ounce
containers, yeah,
containers, yeah.
that are huge.
And because it tastes sweet and there's not much in the way of calories when you have the artificial sweeteners, you think you're doing something that's smart. But it sure backfires. I know when we did studies on rats and fed them artificial sweeteners, the rats got fat and lazy, which should be kind of a clue. And maybe it has something to do with why we're getting fat and not doing so much exercise and why we have this epidemic of being overweight and of having type 2 diabetes.
Well, of course, there are other artificial sweeteners besides the aspartame, which is also known as the NutraSweet and the Equal. There's also Splenda and Sweet and Low and
Sonette and saccharin,
yeah.
even Neotame, which is a bit like aspartame. And the reason aspartame is so bad is not so much that it's made of two amino acids, phenylalanine and aspartame. The problem is when that temperature rises to 86 degrees, there's a Fahrenheit, there's a decompensation into phenylalanine by itself, aspartic acid by itself, and about 10% of what the NutraSweet is goes right into methanol, which is wood alcohol, which has a lot of negative consequences
But
for our
this might
health.
surprise a lot of people because when you drink it, it's cold and you're not even thinking that it could have gotten up to that temperature, but you don't know where it's been when it's been on the truck.
Exactly. So this whole thing is something to pay attention to, and some of the side effects that we see that are associated with drinking these artificially sweet drinks are nausea and abdominal pain and cramps and diarrhea. You can be fatigued and have problems sleeping
You can have neurotoxic effects too, and
as
birth
well.
defects and
Right.
cancer.
It's particularly bad for women who are pregnant because the effect on the fetus is a big deal because the baby's protection to keep these chemicals from going, the aspartame from going into the baby's brain, are not well developed. And so a lot of the time what we see is an effect where there's a premature birth by a matter of a few weeks. So it's not something to take lightly.
If you want to have something that's sweet and you want to stay away from sugar and fructose and so forth, there are a couple of alternatives. There's stevia and there's xylitol.
Right. Those are safe alternatives that will do the job. But in general, I think we kind of consuming lots of carbohydrate, it takes a while for us to get off of it. So
it's amazing how much you can sweeten food with fruit.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a great substitute.
There are lots of smart ways to eat that are better than that. So when it comes to soft drinks, yes, they're bad for you. And if you drink more than one a day on the average, your chances, again, remember, of a stroke, a heart attack, or vascular death of some kind are going to be increased by 43%.